He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. If you really want to be filthy, I'm not going to stop you. Why should I do that? I will exhort. If you want to listen, I'll give you the word. Other than that, I don't want to, you know, I'm not here to interfere with anyone's life. I'm just doing my business. And it's just like, I think it's like, as if you've run out of things to do in your Christian walk, now you got to teach the whole world how to walk the way you do. 90% righteous. You're a hypocrite. And because of the teachings of the because they teach that righteousness is only imputed, and because they only have a condom, you know, look at, see, they treat Jesus like a condom, but they don't want to hand out condoms at school. It's hypocrisy. Why don't you want to hand out, we don't want children to be doing that. Well, but you do that. You put Jesus on like a condom. You do. He's just your protector. He's just keeping you from the consequences of your vile acts. What vile acts? You know. That's the funny thing is that I'll talk to people and they say, well, I sin every day. But they won't say what they do. You know, when, meanwhile, I've got my testimony on the internet. It's like everyone there can read all the things I've done. And I don't say that I'm not perfect yet. But this I do. Forgetting the things that are past. That doesn't mean I can't. And Paul, I mean, when he said forgetting the things that are past, well, he still talked about his past. But I mean in the sense of, I'm going to put the past behind me and reach forward to the things that are ahead of me. Righteousness, godliness. Add to your faith, virtue. To your virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. To godliness, kindness. To kindness, love. You know, add. I want to move forward in the faith. I want to add to my faith. I want to continue in the faith. I want to grow up into Christ. I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to sit down here as a baby for the rest of my life. I want to move up and out. But look at, if you don't teach that, it's not going to happen. If you don't reach, you know, if you don't strive for, you know, everyone, you know, if you don't strive for victory, you won't obtain victory. That's the way people say, well, Paul, you believe in predestination. Yeah, I do, but you don't understand. God has ordained that we should strive in this. The Word of God says things are predestined, and everything is happening according to the will of God. It's not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God. It's God's will. It's God's work. It's what he wants. In spite of that fact, God has made the world, God is much bigger than us. You see, he can predestinate everything, but to us it seems like it's like live, you know? And it is live. But the point is, he's big enough and powerful enough. It's like, it's no big deal for him to have this all predestinated out. So what, even how many times I wipe my rear end? Yeah, even how many times you do that. It's like, what, you micromanage it? It's like, you don't understand. The scriptures declare, I'm not going to say, that he micromanages your life, whatever. You know what? If you can't understand what the truth is, then you should be studying with someone else. So he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person. There were only eight people on the ark. He was a preacher of righteousness. He was the eighth. Not the 11th, the 12th. Anything else? The only reason I say that is because some people actually want to tell you that there are more people on the ark. Which to me is just... it's like the scriptures say there were eight. And again, that's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. They're pernicious ways. They always are denying. Denying the word, denying the Lord. Jesus came to deliver us from this present evil world. No, he didn't. You deny the work of the Lord. The sureness of their punishment, though look at it. While the ark was preparing, the long suffering of God waited. But their judgment is already set. I guess it's the idea. It doesn't slumber. It's coming. It's set. It's already in the eternity of God. It's already happened because he already set it from before the foundation of the world. He determined when the earth would be judged. He determined how what the outcome exactly would be. It is for us to live it though. And I think it's marvelous, but it's like, you know, but the way in which God is above all of this and in control of all this is just, to me, spectacular and beyond my understanding. I accept it though. See, I accept it. We have to accept what the scriptures say. You know, we have to accept that he creates things the way he says he creates them. Some vessels for wrath, some vessels for mercy. It's what he says. I just accept it and then I deal with it. But I'm not going, but I just, it sickens me the way people will say and claim to be, you know, they follow the Bible literally, but then you read the Bible to them and they tell you how all the ways in which it's not really what it says. They tell you it really says something else. Oh, well, that's blah, 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 blah. Oh, predestination, that's such a touchy subject. Only because of the way you molest it and twist it. Okay, turn the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Turn to ashes is actually one word in Greek. It means to incinerate or consume. Condemning them with a catastrophe, making them an ensample, which means an example, an exhibit, a specimen. You look at our nation now, okay? Yeah. What was the sin of Sodom? It says, pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idols. This is from the prophet Ezekiel. These were the sins of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness, and every evil work, and every filthy abomination was in her. Because of the fullness of... See, you know, back when you have people living just trying to eke out an existence, they don't really have time to think about all the abominable things they'd like to do with each other. You know, they don't have... You know, when you're just trying to survive, and you're so exhausted from making your living, you don't always have time, you know, you don't have the time to think about, you know, marrying man to man or, you know, having all those wicked things that people do, okay? And you're busy trying to survive, you know, you're not doing all those abominable things. You don't have time to sit on the internet and looking at